Today's parsha. The Torah gives its eulogy, its hesped, its description of Yaakov Avinu and his brother Esav. So it says that Yaakov is an Ish Tam Yeshev Olim, and Esav is an Ish Yedei Tzayin Isoda. So, like, that's it. We've captured the description of Yaakov and Esav. So the Torah says, if you want to get who they are, this is who they are. He's an Ish Tam Yeshev Olim, he's an Ish Yedei Tzayin Isoda. The Targum Yonasan says to touch what these phrases mean. So we'll start with Yaakov. It says Yaakov is, which is the end of the pasuk, Gvar Shalim Ba'ivadohi. He's an Ish Tam, he's a person who's Shalim in his actions. Yoshev Oyalim, Mashamish Beves Midrasha the Shem, Uves Midrasha the Ever. And he went to learn Torah in the base medrash of Shem and the base medrash of Eivor. So that's Taich of Yosha Olim. Rashi says, brings from Chazal, from the Targum, that he was Olim Shal Shem, Olim Shal Eivor. He was Yosha and two Olim, the medrash says, the oil says plural, the oil of Shem and the oil of Eivor. It comes with the Targum, and then he adds some words. Tova Ufan min Kodem Hashem. He sought lessons from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to learn. Right? Tzarta Baruch says, you know, I want to learn. Right? Some of the Baruch said that they want to learn. They don't want to learn, but they want to learn. Right? It says, right, so where's the phrase, you want to learn, come from? It's a Targum Yonasan. Targum Yonasan says that Yaakov Avinu, what's the praise of Yaakov Avinu? The Torah touches up what Yaakov Avinu. He's Yoshev Olim. He was in the base medrash of Shem and the base medrash of Eivor. Tova ufan min kodem Hashem. He sought knowledge. He sought knowledge. Okay. Says Esav. What's Esav? Ishudei atzayin ishsoda. Habi Esav gvar nachshirchan. He said gvar nachshirchan. So Rashi says, Ish soda, kimashmo, ish bottle. Mitzoda bekashto chayus of oifers. So he was hunting. So there's hunters and there's hunters. There's a famous tshuva from Nadav Yehuda. Somebody asked Nadav Yehuda, is it mutter for a person to go hunting? Right. So you see from the tshuva that there is a person who goes hunting because that's his parnasa. Traps foxes and he sells fox furs, you know, right? Sells bear's furs, you know, that's what he lives on. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about a person who had reached a level of wealth where he could afford to act like the aristocracy of Poland, the noblemen, which they would spend their time hunting. So Nadav Yehuda goes through, is there a din of tzav alechayim? Not a din of tzav alechayim. He says, even though we could argue that halachically it's mutter, but it's improper for a person to be oisik in such a thing. It's something which is more the diminutive achzorius. But you see from his conversation, had it been for the purpose of parnasa, we do a lot of things for parnasa. But if it's because you're an ish botel, you only also do better with your time. So mela, since you're botel, so you go fishing, right? That's what the pasuk says. That was Esav. So his ish bottle was a krashi. See, ish soda, he was your dad's side. He knew how to hunt. It wasn't that he knew how to hunt. See, he lived on his hunting, and that was pashat how he took care of himself, and he needed to do that. And that was, he did it because he was an ish bottle. Where did Rashi get ish bottle from? So the Targum Edison says, right, the Targum both said they call him a gvar nachshirchon. Now, what's a gvar nachshirchon? Right? So the Pierce Yonason brings from Tyson Bob Makam Perkachoival that it means Elon, the phrase over there in the Gemara is referring to Kino de Sharchi, Elonis Betalim, Shane Oisin Pri. Bechain who adam botel, Shane Oisin Malacha. So the Lashon of something which is Sharchi is it means it doesn't produce anything. He was a non-productive member of society. So you have Yaakov, which is running around the Tava Ulfa Minkonam Hashem. You have Esav, that, you know, Baruch Hashem, he's made it. He's living, spending time in his yacht out in the, you know. The pasuk says he's Esav. What does Esav mean? Right. So he comes out. Veyigrishmo Esav. Kuloi kader asera. Veyigrishmo Esav. So, what does Esav mean? He's fully grown. Fishahoyon nasa venigrim besara kiben shanim harbi. He's already. He's a grown man. He's done already. The guy looks like he's done. Right. He's made it already. He won the lottery. Now he buys himself a yacht and he floats around the seas. How do the Yonasan know the Taich and Yershav Erlim Tav Ulfa Min Kodam Hashem? They were seeking Ulfa. He was Tava Ulfa. Where do you see in the Pasuk? So Yaakov Ish Tom Yershav Erlim. So he sat in Erlim. Why in the world do you think Yaakov Inu was running around from yeshiva to yeshiva? What was pushing him to go from yeshiva to yeshiva? So he went to the yeshiva of Shemus and said, I don't like it here, let's go to yeshiva of Aver. Like, you know, it's like, you know, like a bachram nowadays, you know. They try out one yeshiva, they try another yeshiva, you know. They walk in the door. I say, when we do recruiting, I always say, like, you know, I say, how many, what's going on the recruiting? I says, I have no idea. He says, well, how many guys are committed? Nobody's committed. Those things are bachram being committed. Until he walks in the door and he's here for a few days, he's not here, as far as I'm concerned. Because we've had guys who've come, and what, said 2 days on the left over the years. So, he said, I don't care what he says, that's Messias of a Bacher. Right? So that's Yaakov Avinu. Partially, he came to shame, and no, he spent a little time for shame, a little time for Aver. Like, no. The Pasuk is touching up Yaakov Avinu, that he was Yoshev Oyalim. What's pushing him is he wanted to know Torah. He wanted to know Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he went, he got as much as he could out of place number one. He says, I want more. So maybe there's some other information somewhere else. There was something driving him. There was something pushing him. He was seeking knowledge. He's seeking knowledge. So mainly he was Yoshev Erlim. That's how the Targum Yonasan teaches up Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was driven. And Esav wasn't. So the difference in Yaakov Avinu wasn't that Yaakov was a big tzaddik and Esav wasn't a big tzaddik. Right? That Esav was a murderer and Yaakov was a nice guy. Though those are true. That Esav married wives which were of the Avodah Zarah and Yaakov didn't. That Esav was ready to kill his father according to Chazal. The Medrash says, I'm going to kill my father, it says, and get back to Yaakov Avinu. See, he was vindicative, he was vengeful, he was a Ritzeach. No, that wasn't his, that's not what the Torah touches up. You want to touch up what Esav is? Esav is an Ishbachel. He was a non-driven person. And Yaakov was a driven person. He was seeking knowledge. He wanted to know. And that meant that he went to Shem. That meant that he went to Aver. That meant, obviously, he learned by Yitzchok. Finally, he has to run away. So, right there, he goes to Yeshiva again for 14 years. Because, you know, he put in the compulsion. It's like, David HaMelech says that, Yeshiva Ragli Alei Dersecho, he says, I made a cheshbon, I need to go to the bank. I need to take care of this and take care of that. Next thing I know, my base matters. My feet took me to the base matters. I didn't realize, you know, all my cheshbon is what I had to take care of. But at the end of the day, my rag was more, they would bring me the base matters. He ended up in base matters. He couldn't control himself. Right. Some people can't control themselves when they go past ice cream. Some people can't control themselves when they go past kokosh cake. Right. It's a very big challenge Friday nights, I have to tell you. Right? After the guys leave, you know. My wife goes to bed, you know, so you stay up late, you know. And there's this cake staring at you. It's very challenging sometimes. Some people can't pass by a chumash and not open the chumash. There's a chumash here. There's an interesting word. You see, when you see them sitting by a chasna, and they're talking and learning. So some are talking and learning because it's a frum thing to do. Right? You know? Frum thing to do. So So you got to talk about learning. So some people do it because the Shem Shemayim, because it's a frum thing you're supposed to do. Some people do it because the mice, it's, you know, kosher to do that. Some people do it because the pasha, they can't control themselves. But that's what interests them. That's what interests them. That's what they talk about. I once heard from a Rav in Cleveland, Ramesh Einstetter, Rabbi Einstetter from the Yisrael's father. So Rabbi Einstetter, so he said a report from Aaron Lichtenstein. He says, "Come on, the Hiskalti. He says, what's the difference between Sicha and Siach? They both mean speech, conversation. So Siach means deep conversation. Sicha means light conversation. A person is able to learn, Mikom Alamda Hiskalti. He can pick up information everywhere in the world. Because his light talk was learning." Some people that when they want to have an intelligent conversation, they talk about. Some people talk about philosophy. Some people talk about politics. Some people talk about Torah. That's their siach. That's their siach. That's their conversations. They're DMCs, right? The DMCs are about Torah, right? But their light conversations are about whatever, you know, whatever. Some people, you know, whatever the conversation, wherever it'll go. You're not going to cop that opportunity to learn from somebody that, you know, you wouldn't have gotten otherwise because you're busy, you know, talking whatever. But a person who's either secho sicholi, that my enjoyable conversation, my schmoozing, is about Torah. That's what excites me. That's what interests me. So you're always going to be learning something new. There's always something new to learn. The Ben Yonah says, Pasuk says, Yoiv Chachma Salachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach So it means if you're not a chacham, you can't get chachma. So the Medrash actually says that the Barshab is different than a Basar Adam. But Basar Adam, that a kli reikon is machzik, and a kli moli is not machzik. If an empty kli, you pour something into it. If it's a full kli, you can't put anything into it. Because Baruch is the opposite. A kli moli is machzik, and a kli reikon is eno machzik. A person has chachma, there's room for more chachma. A person has no chachma, there's no room for chachma. So Ben Yonah says, I have a slight problem. How do you start? If by definition you can't get chokhmah unless you have chokhmah, so where do you get the first chokhmah from? Right? That's a problem. Right? You can't absorb chokhmah without chokhmah. So he gives two terutzim. Pasuk says, hey, Yiras Hashem hi chokhmah. So Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem is chokhmah. So the first answer is Yiras Hashem. So where's the chokhmah which starts the process? Yiras Hashem. The second terutz he says is that the person who wants chokhmah, that's chokhmah. If I truly want chokhmah, that's a smart thing. That's a pretty smart thing to want chokhmah. I'll prove it to you. The vast majority of the world doesn't want chokhmah. So if a person the chap that you should want chokhmah, that's a pretty intelligent thing. So that's chokhmah itself. So now you can get chokhmah. So the process of chokhmah is predicated on the desire for chokhmah. Ben Yonah, Legli Tal, in his Hakdama, which I have to tell you that you probably heard this Legli Tal from the Shashiva, this Hakdama from the Legli Tal from the Shashiva. Fifty times, probably. He says like this. Some people make a mistake. But Omer, they say like this. Person who learns Torah and is mechadish and enjoys and is misanig, he has a pleasure in his learning. That's not so much lishma. So you're learning because you enjoy learning. The real kutz is to learn Torah. It's taka, you don't enjoy learning. It's taka not interesting. It's taka boring. And you do it anyway. Ah, that's Torah lishma. But a person learns Torah because he enjoys it. Shkayach. What's the gresimize? Ube'em is that toast mefursa. That's him, it's a mistake. V'adar rabbi kizeu ikir mitzvah liman ha-Torah liyasos v'sameach b'misanak b'limudoy. The ikir liman ha-Torah has to be done with geshmak. V'oz divrei Torah nivloyim b'domoy. And then it's absorbed into your being, into your blood. V'achar shenehenah b'divrei Torah hu nasa dovuk la-Torah. He brings Azara Kaddish. The Ben Yetzirah Tov Ben Yetzirah Eino Misgadlin Elo Mitoch Simcha. Yetzirah Tov Misgadlin Mitoch Simcha Shal Tero and Yetzirah V'chulu V'chulu. Okay, he doesn't say that part. Now, V'ma Amrit, you're going to say Shal Yedei Simcha Sheyesh Lom Elim Bud Nikra Shalom Lishmo or Akaponim Lishmo V'shalom Lishmo. So Simcha Zul Megarei Akarach HaMitzvah. So how could that be the source of the Chizuk of the Yetzirah Tov if itself is a Geroyim? It doesn't make any sense. Now, Medina, I will agree to you. Because I happen to love the taste of matzah. I smack matzah. So I eat matzah because I enjoy eating matzah. No shame mitzvah b'chla. That's taka taina. Person learns. I'm not learning Torah because the Breshem said to learn Torah because it's important to learn Torah. But I learn Torah because it's really interesting. I can't. It's very fascinating. That's not liman lishma. Ah well, haloy me l'shem mitzvah umisanig b'limudoy harezel liman lishma mekulay kodesh higama tainug mitzvah. The Arab. That's the mitzvah. And then he's mazav shat in a Rambam, and that's the geshmak. You can't stop yourself and not say shat in a Rambam based on that. There's a whole hezbir shat in a Rambam based on that. There's a Rebbeinu Yoina, excuse me, I keep doing that. There's a Rebbeinu Avraham in a Har. There's a Rebbeinu Avraham in a Har in Pirush on the Dorim, fourth parak. He talks about that a person's mutter hanoa mechaveiroi. So the person can, there's no problem about one helping the other person doing a mitzvah because the mitzvah is not lahanus. So if I'm mitzvah, you in a mitzvah, lahanus didn't, I didn't give you a hanor, which Allah has the din of hanor. But to teach your Torah, I'm not allowed to teach your Torah, the Mishnah says. Why can't I teach your Torah? Mitzvah lahanus didn't know. Because Torah is nitla hanor. Torah is dafka, the mitzvah is dafka the hanor. So I'm giving you a hanor. It's not hanor. You know, every mitzvah you get a hanor. Like personally, you know, there's some people which really enjoy taking a dalad minim. That's not called hanor in halacha. But liman Torah is called hanor. It's pasha called hanor. Halachically, there's an iser of a mutter hanor. It's aser. So this is the enukal of Yaakov Avinu. This is the Enochal Yaakov Avinu. The Igle tells the Enochal Yaakov Avinu. We were sitting once with Sheba. It was a Friday night. I've told you this before. And we learned a sefer together. And after we learned, so the rabbis would bring a cake. So one time, the rabbis brought in the cake. So one of the Barkham's eyes lit up. You know, the cake. You know. So Sheba noticed that. He says, cake is geschmack, teir is geschmack. Cake is geschmack, teir is geschmack. We can't essen a Mishnah. You can eat a Mishnah. And then he started singing over the Mishnah of Elam and Sias, pushing like, you know, licking his chops while he was saying it. You know, ash geschmack, elu mitzias, ash geschmack, elu chaylach, ash geschmack. You know, pushing, he's licking his chops over the first Mishnah in Elam and Sias. We're not there. I don't know, maybe we are there. So you saw Salanter. They brought Reb Chaim Brisker as a young man. They brought Reb Chaim Brisker to Reb Salanter. And Reb Chaim Betzim was Mechadosh of Mahalach and Liman, which was really very different than what was being done up until then. Different the kudos. What the chiluk is, right? He spoke alone with the Rishos Salat. The Rishos Salat, after Hashem, was one of the, you know, besides being the Baal Musar, Rishos Salat, the Rishos Salat was one of the biggest Gedolim in his generation. Reb Chaim said, it says that the three biggest Gedolim in the generation before him were the Brisker Rav, the Merle Diskin. He met that Brisker Rav, the Merle Diskin, his father, and Rishos Salat. So you hear the stories about the Merle Diskin, and you understand he just lumped the Rishos Salat in the same group. You know, the Merle Diskin comes to Yerushalayim, Sof Yoma becomes Yerushalayim, and the Gedolei Yerushalayim, which were Talmidei Chachamim and Muflagim, became his Talmidim. So he said a shir on the Tosis Bava Basra, Tosis Dim Rach Beizam Alf the Fikach. He said a shir for 6 months straight, every single day, 6 days a week for 6 months straight. A shir on that Tosis to the Gedolei Olam Yerushalayim. That's the Merle Diskin. He says Zalatu is in the same Madrega. He says Zalatu spent his life he took that chokhmah that he had, that galus that he had, and he used it for the purpose of pushing the world of Musar. Famous Meister of the Rishos Salanter when they had the cholera epidemic in Vilna. So he paskened that everybody would have to eat on Yom Kippur. Even people who were totally healthy, people cannot afford to be weakened because of the danger of the epidemic. So it comes to Foshas. So fasting for 24 hours is dangerous. And he himself ate on Yom Kippur in order to make sure the oil would eat. There was different Gedolei Vilna which felt that he was wrong, and he announced he's going to be giving a shir afterwards to respond to this taina that they had. So they figured he's going to discuss the sugya of Pikuach Nefesh. He didn't. The Bechlal came in and gave a shir, whatever the topic was, to show, and he let out all of his brilliance, which he did normally was master. They should understand who they're dealing with. It's not like his amoritz, you know. He was bigger than all of them put together. Ah, okay, so you were right to Paskin. Yisrael Salanter meets the young Chaim Soloveitchik, Beis Halevi's son. Talks to him in learning. He has a mahalik of learning, and he says, this is going to mahalik for the upcoming generation. There's a mahalik which will give people a geshmak in their learning. And for the generation which is coming up, with all of the different tainugim which are going to be presented to them, and all of the different challenges that are going to be thrown at them, and the world which is going to become available and become geshmak, they have to have a way of learning which is geshmak. So the mahalach of learning, where the person would learn, 60, 70, 80 blot in a day, and just fly through it, and without really being ma'amik and understanding, it's not going to hold the people to the Beis Medrash. Mahalach, where the person's thinking and his mind is involved and he's grappling back and forth and the mind is involved and it's exciting and it's interesting and it's challenging, that's going to hold a person in the Beis Medrash. That's what Yisrael is touched up. The Rabbi of Russia gave such a Mahalach, it's a Mahalach of Reb Chaim, it's a Mahalach. The Avoida, like I said, some people want to learn. That's a great thing. A person wants to learn. Want to learn means that when you learn, it's exciting. So, I'm interested. I'm talking interested. I want to really figure out what it means. It's exciting to me. It's interesting. So a person has a geschmack in his learning. So he remembers his learning. The learning gets absorbed into the person. It becomes part of his dam, as the Iglital calls it. And mamash, he becomes a different person. So Yaakovinu became Yaakovinu because he was tovul from min karam Hashem. There's some people which aren't there, and they're wanna-wannas. Right? Some of them are wanna-learn, some of them wanna-wanna-learn. I would like to wanna-learn. I don't wanna-learn, but I would like to wanna-learn. I wanna-wanna. It's also madrega, that a person is a wanna-wanna. That's a good thing. But the goal is the person to find some area of his learning where Taka has a geshmak in it. Right? Chazal said, "Person's limit term welcome to liba chofetz." There has to be some element of liba chofetz in his learning. So one person enjoys learning chumash, so he should be learning chumash. I'm not telling you should learning a 3-hour seder, learning chumash, but he should be learning chumash. Another person enjoys learning novi, he should be learning novi. I had a Chirusa, and I, we were in the Mechinen Tells. We went through lunchtime, we went through Yeshua, Shoiftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Divrei Yamim, we did Pariyirmiya. We had a Chirusa, we spent lunchtime 3 years together probably. We went through a tremendous amount of Novi. We learned it well. Besides that, in my days in the Mechinen, we actually learned Novi also. Besides that, we wanted to learn it. A person has Geshmak and Mishnayos. He should learn Mishnayos. He should learn. My Rebbe has the Seder. He learns Mishnayos every day. He has a notebook. And he writes an Oris on Mishnayos. Some of the answers are Gemara, found in the Gemara. But right now he's learning the Mishnah. He has a Kashis. He writes it down. He thinks of a Terence. He writes it down. So he's not Shtam learning. He's learning. Right? That's something which excites him. He finds it interesting. So do it. I can't tell you that right now I would advise you to learn Kabbalah, even though it might be very exciting, but that's, you know, there's a time and place for everything. Maybe become smarter, maybe we'll talk about it, but, you know, for Ashkenazim, at least, you know, we're gonna advise you not, this is not the time yet. But a person has, from that foot in the door, where you see that, you know, you can learn it in such a way that it's taka gishmak, and you taka enjoy it, and you feel good about it, a person has to expand. Okay, so if I can do that in Gemara and Bekiyas, so I can do it in Be'iyun. I can do it in Bekiyas. I can do it in Mishnayos, I can do it in Halacha. I can do it in Mishnayos. And each person will have a different angle how he's going to get in the door. Once he's in that door, he has to understand that our goal is to learn. The goal is that the learning should be geshmak. And that's our Yerusha from Yaakov Avinu. The Esav is Nidke, and Yaakov is our spiritual genes are Yaakov. And Yaakov, his Metzias, is a Tov Ulfan Min Kodem Hashem. He's pushing it. He wants to know. Famous story about Rob was looking for a son-in-law. So he came and comes to Volozh, and he's looking for a son-in-law. So he presents a Shiloh. He says, whoever can answer this Shiloh will become my son-in-law. Presents a kasha. So this person tries to teretz. He slugs it up. This one, he slugs it up. He's a big time chacham. He slugs them all up. Nope, there's nobody here which is able to be a son-in-law. He's leaving town, and this someone comes running after him. He says, wait. He says, what? You have an answer? He says, no, I don't have an answer. I want to know the answer. How can you leave me without an answer? You can't do that to me. So the story goes, he became the son-in-law. Right? But that's, you know, whether that's true or not, that's not the point. The point is, what do you mean you leave me with a kasha? She one time said, he said, a nusach, he said that he came, walked into the shir one morning, he looked haggard, mamish haggard. He looked haggard. So I don't know whether we asked him or he told us, I don't remember exactly how the conversation started. He says, he didn't sleep the whole night. He says, he had a kasha on the Rashba, but he couldn't, his whole night he was pushing his head, was thinking about the kasha on the Rashba. He couldn't sleep. He says, how can you sleep? You have a kasha on the Rashba. He says, there used to be gedolim who had the ability to turn their minds off and go to bed because they had to go to bed. I don't have that ability. I'm Nebuch. I'm such a small person. I can't control myself. And I had the whole kasha. The whole night I was stuck thinking about the kasha on the Rashba. Because how can you sleep when you have a kasha on the Rashba? I don't know about you, but, you know, I must be like the old gedolim. We're able to shut off their minds and go to bed. Like, you know. That they seem to be able to turn off their mind. You know? He says, "Rebel Yerogel, the Talmud from the Rechaim Balozhin, the Yad Aliyo." So the Rebel Yerogel had an illness, and he needed to sleep. And he's able to turn off his mind and go to bed. I don't have that godless kenished. So we came and shlof on the Gatzanat like a tachvig on the Rashba. So he was stuck. He was up the whole night. So he looked worn out the next morning. He said that the Blazer tells her once described, he says, a person had a kasha on the Rashba, so he can't go to sleep. He says, the Rashba looked like a torment, the Rashba's in jail. You can go to sleep, the Rashba's in jail. You're not going to try and redeem the Rashba from jail. The Rashba's in jail. How are you going to sleep? Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, when he was young, listened to his father, Rav Moshe, saying, so he says, his father would have be Maz Machlokes to the Rambam and the Ravid. So he would bring the Machlokes, and the Ravid's telling the Rambam, and he would answer up the Rambam. So he would sit there and say, Oyvei, what's going to be? Are we going to save the Rambam from the Ravid's attack? What's going to be? Pasha, he was scared. And Baruch Hashem, his father, was able to give an answer to save the Rambam. That was the emotion that he felt when, listening to his father discussing Pshat and the Rambam. He saved the Rambam. The Rambam's in danger. The Ravid is attacking him. Pashat is Sakanas the Fashis. The Ravid is attacking the Rambam. What's going to be? Baruch Hashem, we saved the Rambam. It's a child's view. But imagine what type of person grows out of such a child's view, Like that, it's real. It's exciting. It's interesting. It's scary. It's what's going to be. The Rambam is punching. Rambam is a Sakana. The Rambam is in danger. I come down the first Seder. Like I say, I have a cash in the morning. No, it's time for lunch. Right. So, that's a statement that we're holding. I'm guilty also. Learning is learning, but lunch is lunch. Let's get our priorities straight. And the guy who says afterwards is come on, it's time for lunch, And the Rebbe Chas V'Shalom, the Rebbe should go overtime. It's a shalom eating adin, right? It's losachin trabadisha eating adin. There's a lot of different pashut, that the Rebbe should go overtime. He should finish off the thought and answer the kasha. So we want to learn, Now we got to learn, right? We want to learn. Our goal is to get that cheshik, that it should be exciting enough that, that lunch can wait. That's, if it's another 5 minutes, it's another 5 minutes. But I want to figure this out. I need to figure this out. I want to write it down. I want to make sure I have it clear. I want to repeat it one time. Rabbi, can I just say it over to you one time before we go? I want to make sure I got it right. That's what you want. That it should be exciting enough. It should be interesting enough. It should be geschmack enough. And we daven for it every single morning. We daven that Torah should be sweet. It should be pashut enjoyable. Have you b'shoyset b'tzomas divrayim? You should thirst. You should drink it with thirst. When a person drinks Torah's nimshal lamayim, a person drinks water, but he's not thirsty, the Mor says you don't make a bracha. There's no bracha on that. Person is thirsty and he drinks water, he makes a bracha, he enjoys the water then. The words, when you're thirsty, the words go in. Then takar is a hanoa. If you're not thirsty, the words, there's no hanoa, there's no bracha. So the bracha is of a harav noah, Hashem al kedazi b'ray surasukha. But it should be geschmack. The toises should be geschmack, the kasha, the teretz, the working out the toises. I have a toises, I figured it out. Geschmack. No, I don't understand it anymore. I have a kasha. The marsha has the kasha. Geschmack. What's the marsha says? I don't understand. What's going to be? I got to work it out. And that's the haskola. That's the years in yeshiva. It's the years in yeshiva where you get that. And that defines you for the rest of your life. Yaakovino was tova ulfan min karam Hashem. He was teveya ulfan. He was sought. He wanted to know. And he means to go to this place and to this sefer and to that person and that answer. I need to know. So he went to Shem. He went to Aver. He went to Yitzchak. He thought himself. He was tova ulfan min karam Hashem. He couldn't stop. He was Yosef early because he couldn't control himself. He needed to know. That's Yaakovino's legacy for Klal Yisrael. That's what it means to be yeshiva bachur. That's our goal in yeshiva. And that's what you're going to take with you the rest of your life. That'll be kaveya, whatever Yaakovino accomplished in his life. The Torah says, it's a simple definition. Yoshev Oyelim. He ran from yeshiva to yeshiva to get his answers to his Torah. He needed to know more. He needed to learn. That's what drove him. And that's what everything which Yaakovino accomplished in his life was defined. The Torah touches up. What's our praise for Yaakovino? Yoshev Oyelim. He's a tov ulfan mikarem Hashem.